Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Thanks for checking out my 13th podcast of the new year. Going to focus in here on Gulfstream Park, January 29th, Friday of 2021. First race, we got a 5-furlong turf affair here. I like the Wesley Ward number 10, Exaggerated Moment out of Exaggerator. First time starter, 30% for Wesley Ward, likes the turf, far outside, working well. Second choice will be just to the inside, La Dame, Safi Joseph and Jose Ortiz. This horse should go with the 10, and they should make it interesting on the outside. One who could come late is number 3, Should Have Known Better. Race 2, 1 mile on the dirt, maiden claimers. I think it's a 2-horse race between number 4, X-Top, who was ran a decent effort last out and ran third. This horse has disappointed a little bit since debut at a special weight and just hasn't got it done. Preciado's percentages match up well nicely here in this race. Second choice is going to be number 6, Sadio, Victor Barboza, Edgar Zayas. Horse had a nice jump in the buyer speed last out while dropping down in class. Look to have another slight improvement here and have a good shot at a win. If you want to go deeper, then you'd like those two. I think number 3 and 5 had a shot in a pretty weak race overall. Race number 3, 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. My top choice is going to go to number 7, Dio Forte, Jose De Angelo and Edgar Zayas. This horse is mainly a turf horse, including a last out bullet work on the turf. But going turf to dirt is 23% for D'Angelo. This horse has run well on dirt at this distance, so looking for a nice effort for number 7, Dio Forte. Number 8, just to the outside of Dio Forte, is number 8. Sorry, took a cab, David Brady, Miguel Vasquez in the mount. This horse does have early speed enough to sit right offside the 7 horse, as the 7 horse will probably go towards the lead. This horse will be right on the outside and look to make a move late. Torpedo play on the far inside, number 1, Starship Taxi. This horse is off a bullet work. Also has the early speed from the inside and will need it. Trainer is only a 4% trainer, so tread lightly here. But just could take advantage of inside speed, since number 2 doesn't seem to break all that great. A little deeper choice here, you could look at the Spider, number 4. Race number 4, 1 1/16 mile on a turf, maidens going for $16,000 claiming tag. I'm going to go with number 2, Mr. Donzella, as my top choice for Rico Mirage and Rajiv Mirage. This horse has pretty good buyer speeds compared to the group, though has finished 4th twice in a row. Number 1, Especially, is getting turf for the first time after last effort was not available. Horse is dropping in class, switching dirt to turf, coming off a layoff. Sibeli is 30% with this layoff, and Droppers, she's 25%. Gets Corey Lannery, who has had a pretty decent meet. Kind of messed me up yesterday for one of my top choices that I thought was an anchor. And basically the horse ran on the front end and dropped anchor. And just, you know, I guess something happened to the horse along the way. So hoping a better effort today for Especially. Number 7. Is a torpedo play here, Quinto Sol. Angel Rodriguez also dropping in class. Only a 7% trainer. This horse has never even been in single-digit odds. but, you know, has run pretty well in those races. Want to go a little bit deeper, I could see looking at the 8 horse, Sweeney's Cat. Looking over to race number 5 furlongs on the turf. This is a battle-tested group. I'm going to go to number 3, Dugout, for Larry Rivelli and Irad Ortiz. Rivelli is a whopping 40% at the meet right now. Second off, over 45 to 180 seems to be a sweet spot for him. 46%. Turf sprints, 35%. Just hard to go against those stats. Number 7, Discretionary Mark, is going to be my next choice here. Discretionary Mark goes for Kelly Breen, Luis Saez, 31% first off the claim. So another stat angle to look at. Horse has good speed, can run just off the pace, and could make a nice late effort here. Number 4, Colonel Tom, last out winner at this level against some of these very horses. Quality horse, 15 races, 7 wins. No reason today couldn't be another one of those. Number 8 is one that, you know, kind of always gives a great effort, and that's Earth. That's the horse's name. I think Earth could have a shot here as well. Looking on to race number 6 here, we've got a 5-furlong race on the dirt. Top choice is going to go to number 4, Gitana, for Gilberto Zerpa. This horse has tons of front-end speed. Coming off a small layoff, 19% angle for Zerpa, 25% first off the claim. This horse has the best buyer speed figures of the group. However, has not run at this distance on dirt. Has run at this distance on turf and just lost. This is a pace setter and is going to look to wire the group. I think he has a good chance, or she has a good chance of doing that today. Number 5, Classy Beast, is second choice. First-time trainer for Jose De Angelo, coming off of Francisco De Angelo. I don't know the relation there, but obviously something. This horse does have decent enough front-end speed to keep up with number 4, and is just going to have to hope that number 4 gets tired and can make a pass in the stretch. Certainly has the ability to do that. Trainer has the stats working well with horses at this level. Number 2, Hold the Applause, Rohan Crichton and Irad Ortiz. Horse coming out of Woodbine, first time, first off the claim. Don't love this horse here, but definitely one to consider as you make your bets. You don't want to get beat by this horse, so I would play this horse defensively. Kind of a weak race, and unless you have some kind of pace breakdown, I don't think the long shots have a chance. But if these top contenders don't have much or struggle, then it's gonna be a bomb type race. Race number 7, 5 furlong on the turf. Speaking of bombs, I'm gonna go with the Torpedo number 5, Freezer Burn, Robert DeBona, 29% first off the claim. Victor LeBron on the mount. These two together are 31%, so they've got something going well. This horse won at Special Weight Company. It's dropping down slightly here. Could have a big surprise effort. Number 4, La Cara Bonita, from Victor Barbosa. Irad Ortiz takes over the reins from Luis Saez. This is a quality horse, has run second twice in a row, has the speed to get it done. Is probably a little more logical than the 5 horse, but logic doesn't always win here. Number 9, Morning Colors, is where Saez chose to go for Christophe Clement on a horse that is dropping and cutting back. Route to sprint, only a 13% angle for Clement, where overall he's at 20%. So this isn't his best angle. Not too confident in this horse. Hard to count these guys out. So far they are 0-for, 0% together. Much different, I believe, than their Naira stats, if I remember correctly. They were doing well together out there. If you like to go a little bit deeper in a race that, you know, I really don't think you need to, but that sometimes is the surprise kind of race. There's actually a horse in here, number three. Now, maybe I should have given a little more credit. It's a Mike Maker horse. Tyler Gaffalione has been off since October. And that was my only downside here, although that's a 17% angle for Maker. So I could see making a case for adding this horse on your multis, at least in the pick three. But this horse did run second to Toffin, which on Pegasus Day had a huge race at 8-1. It was my second choice that day and ran well. You know, if she can run back to that, Gaffalione may have a convincing winner here with Hurricane Breeze. 6-1 are a couple I would look at if you want to go real deep here. Race number 8, a mile claiming, 6250 claimers. So, you know, these are the hard pounders of the course. I'm going to go for number 4, January 1, with J.K. Sweezy and Luis Saez. These guys are 31% together right now. They're not really doing anything wrong. Horses are running well. This horse has pretty good buyer speed figures compared to the group. Ran second out at this level last time. Number 2 will be my second choice, Starship Apollo, who is a morning line favorite also from J.K. Sweezy with Paco Lopez. These two guys are 27% together. So you can tell Sweezy's having a good meet with a couple of the jockeys out here and is using those guys again today. This one is dropping a little bit in class off of a disappointing effort last time. Has run 4th 3 times in a row. Number 1, Zonic. Ired Ortiz going for one of the Noda brothers here. Classic dropper for the Noda brothers. They drop horses, try to get those easier victories. This horse does have a good shot here. You know, has the speed to see if the horse is ready to go or if the horse is going to struggle. Looking for a torpedo play. Look at number 5, Aquiar. Or Aquiar, I'm not sure how you say that. Amador Sanchez and Edgar Zayas. May not be fast enough, but is one that could be one of those sneaky type horses that every now and then pops a nice effort and could be sitting on a nice one here to pop today. Number 3 is another one you could give a nice little look at as a torpedo, coming off a win at this level, Rosa's Way. These are not horses that typically win back to back, but it is, of course, possible. Race number 9. We've got a 5-furlong on the turf optional claimer. I'm going to look to the all the way to the outside. Number 7, La Liberty, Mark Cassie and Luis Saez, 33% together. This horse won pretty convincingly on debut at Ellis Park in August. Tried to run at Kentucky Downs, was well bet, but stumbled and lost the rider in a nearly $400,000 stakes race. So this horse has some talent, has shown the ability to run. Let's just see if this Daughter of Constitution is ready to go. If not, number 2, Magic Soul, should be ready to go. Will be running late, more than likely. Could run early as well, has shown that ability in the past. This horse should be more than ready to make a good effort. Number 1, Danessa Baby. Another Gilberto Zerpa. This guy is a good sprint trainer, good sprint jockey. This horse will be on the front end. Let's just see if she has what it takes to finish the race. Going to race number 10, our finale. 6-furlong, fillies and mares, claimers, 6250. Non-winners of 3 lifetime. Number 8, We Don't Believe Her. Luis Ramirez and Ired Ortiz will get my top choice simply on the drop and the speed figures. By no means is this a resounding endorsement, as I think this race is wide open. I just think logically this horse has the best choice, best chance. Something about number 3, I do like Johnny Collins, Luis Reyes, or Lionel Reyes, coming second off This horse, you know, before moving over to Johnny Collins here, had some decent races. Could get back to that being second off. Could be sitting on a nice effort. At this level, you're just trying to find a horse that could pop one. And this could be the horse that pops one. Number two, Abarrio Forever. Carlos Perez and Marcos Meneses. This horse always gives you a great effort. One, two, three. Three races in a row in the trifecta. Won one of those races. Two races before that were both superfecta efforts. And the three before were both exacta or tries. So this horse is going to run well. Definitely one you want to use under. Or if you like to play win, play, show, I think this is a good option. Number one, Miss Big Spring is definitely one you want to consider. As well as several more. 10-6-5. Could also be players in this race. Number 10 might even get you. Ooh, sorry about that. The yawns got me. Number 10 might even be at a nice price. So, again, wide open finale. Definitely want to have a ticket into the all if you're looking for the to hit one of those big multi-races. If you can be sitting on an all button or sitting on several of these, that way you don't have to hedge much. You'll be in good shape. All right, that's all I've got for Gulfstream today. Hopefully we'll have a pod back for you on Saturday for the Holy Bull. Good luck to you.